Brooks Smith has been rediscovering Richmond's sports history, and today, Brooks, with baseball season getting ready to open in the major leagues this Sunday night, and on the 15th, Richmond will be getting a new professional team. We'll talk about that a bit later, but Richmond really goes way back to the earliest days of professional baseball.
Indeed, you're right. And one way to look at our baseball history is through the stadiums where our baseball teams played. The oldest ballpark in the city dates back 135 years to 1875. It was at the old fairgrounds at Monroe Park. And I've also written and talked in past segments about Daddy Boshin, the grandfather of baseball in Richmond. He built the first enclosed stadium on what was then known as Sheep Hill for his shoe manufacturing team back in the 1880s.
So the first ballpark was in what is now Monroe Park, and then there were a series of fields on islands in the James River.
That's right. The most storied location for baseball in the city, and I think as recently as a couple years ago when we were looking for a home for a new baseball stadium, we revisited Mayo Island. Very first park there was built in 1890 by the Richmond Athletic Association for a team called the Richmonds. A couple decades later, a modern facility was built on Mayo Island called Island Park, and the James River was just beyond the left field fence, so you could sit in your boat and wait for a homer to come over the fence. This field was renamed Tate Field in 1926 in honor of one of the city's first baseball heroes, Pop Tate.
And then the modern era brought some ballparks to Broad Street.
That's right. The Broad Street parks date back a long time and were revived in the modern era, but the very first Broad Street park was built in 1896. An enormous field measured 560 feet to the center field fence. Perhaps the most famous game ever played in Richmond was played at the Broad Street Park in 1911, featuring the Major League All-Stars with Ty Cobb against the Philadelphia Athletics, who went on to the World Series. Some 9,000 Richmonders came out for that game. A second Broad Street Park was built in 1913 to house the Richmond Colts. In its third iteration, Richmond Colts were around in 1894, 1906, 1912, and 1918. But that field was up by the Science Museum. And then, like you said, when the Tate Field burned down in 1941, Eddie Moores, the owner of the Colts, built a new stadium for them called Moores Field at Roseneath Avenue right off of Broad Street.
The old Richmond Colts of the then Class B Piedmont League. Believe it or not, there were Class B and C and D leagues back in those days. Eddie Moores owned the Richmond's professional baseball team for a number of years. And then in 1954, the old Baltimore Orioles of the International League had to find a new home because the St. Louis Browns moved to Baltimore and became known as the Major League Baltimore Orioles, and the Baltimore AAA franchise in the International League was moved to Richmond for the 1954 season. A new ballpark had to be built to accommodate that level, and it became known as Parker Field. Tell us about that.
Well, there was a bit of a hustle to build a stadium for this incoming team. Like you said, Parker Field was built in 1954. 3,000 block of North Boulevard. It was the site of an old fairground and also a destination for high school football teams. But the field was built, opened for business April 8, 1954, and actually the first game was an exhibition game between the New Virginians and the New York Yankees.
And the Virginians were affiliated as a farm club for the Yankees for several years while they played there at Parker Field. And then came 1965. That was the year Richmond was out without professional baseball. The Virginians moved to Toledo, as I remember. And then in 1966, again because of a major league relocation, the Milwaukee Braves moved to Atlanta and moved their AAA franchise from Atlanta to Richmond, became the Richmond Braves in 66. They continued to play at Parker Field until the Diamond was built. Opened in 85, I recall.
That's right. 25 years ago next month, a more modest homer distance to center field, just 402 feet. And interesting now to reflect back to 85 that the Diamond was picked as a name to reflect the regional cooperation between the city and the counties, as well as the fans and the team. And, of course, we suffer from complaints about the lack of regional cooperation now. It's interesting to see what we were able to do 25 years ago.
And then in 2009, another baseball-less season in Richmond when the AAA Braves moved away. And now we're in the Eastern League as a AA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. The team known as the Richmond Flying Squirrels will soon be opening their inaugural season and in a spruced up diamond.
All I can say is go Squirrels.
Some work has been done to modernize and refurbish the diamond, and we'll be opening the season on the home season on April 15th for Richmond's new Eastern League baseball team. Well, Brooks, thanks a lot for bringing us some memories about some of those old ballparks in our city.
Hope to see you at the Ball Stadium.
Let's play too.